June 13th, 2019, it's the Watt from Pedro Show. Show. We'll see Brother Matt Suddy, I think. But I'm not made alone on my pad here, Pedro, because of the miracles of those engineers in Estonia with their Skype software. I got Arnold DeBoer with me from Amsterdam. Hey, Arnold.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome aboard. Big fan of your work, and God, what a musical journey. So we're going to talk about that today, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's the weather like? You know, it's June in Holland. What's it like?
Oh, man. It's raining and cold.
I'm very surprised.
Anyway, we were expecting, really expecting a bit more sunshine. Anyway, let's see what happens.
Okay. I still love your land. It's great. I remember the first time I played there was in February of 1983, and it was a little cold. And we played the Paradiso. It was all painted black then. Minutemen and Black Flag. And there actually was some Nazis. They chased off the first band. But D. Boone asked me and Georgie down, said they're going to scare us off. And we said no. So they did some not very creative arm movements for a while. And then, maybe their arms got tired. But we never left the stage.
That's right. I heard stories about that show, I think.
Actually, they were very. There was much more other Dutch dudes. This was a small. And it was weird, too, because these guys were dressed like England, the green jackets and the big boots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they didn't even have original Dutch outfits.
Yeah, they had quite a big movement somehow here as well.
Yeah.
And English were coming over here. Yeah.
And you know what? I mean, we're talking 35 years ago, but maybe things are coming back around. I hope not.
history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes, it seems. So
It does rhyme. Yeah. Look, we start off the show with John Coltrane doing Little Old Lady, and then Zia, one of your bands, I Build My Own Town, which I love because you are the DIY man. Not just for words, but in life. And I just love it. I mean, in a weird way, us Minutemen, we always felt we were in parallel universe to the X in a strange way. Because Dutch dudes, the way they did things, when we went over there finally in February 83, it was trippy. There was some Canadian guys called No Means No, and then in Holland, The X. We felt a parallel universe with these two bands. Although we never got to meet you guys in real life. It's such a pity. Yeah. But I want you to know we were thinking of you.
But, no, that is great. That's
Arnold, you ain't from Amsterdam. You're from out in the country, right?
From the north, from Friesland.
Right, Friesland, where they got their own kind of spiel, their own talk. And yeah, who did
that's right.
We met some guys there, Lull, I think they were called.
Yeah.
Which I think means dick, right? Cock.
Yeah, it does. It does, yeah. And, I think they had all kinds of meanings for it, but
Okay, so that was my introduction to Friesland. I know it's a little place, but it's distinct, and it's kind of not big city. But tell me, what's your earliest musical recollection?
I think my father playing in a marching band.
Oh, what did he play?
Yeah, he was playing the drum, the snare drum.
Snare drum.
So he was marching and then playing the the snare drum.
So were you at a parade or something?
Yeah, me and my brother, we joined when we were 7, 8 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your father's a musician. So in the house that you grew up, did you have instruments? Hello? Ooh, I think I lost him. Hold on, people.
I guess.
Sometimes I lose connection. AT&T, bunch of motherfuckers. There must be a very cute acronym we can turn AT&T, but it isn't about good fucking internet service, that's for sure.
That's
you know, it's from the old days. We used to call her Ma Bell, right? Because it was one big phone company.
The ill communication.
You hit to that. So what I was asking you, when I last asked you, that the house you grew up in, you guys had musical instruments?
There were the drums and the organ, the pump organ.
Sometimes they're called a portive. You pump it with your elbow, your arm.
Or your feet.
Ah, your feet.
You step on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's even better because you can use both your hands. Yeah.
That's right. My grandfather used to play it, and we would sing chorals, church stuff.
Sure. Sometimes they're called harmonium.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, yep. Harmonium. Okay. So, did you learn? Did you?
My brother learned. He had to learn it.
Okay.
And then he was recording himself and playing that to prove that he was practicing. So I was sure not to go for that instrument. And then I had one other choice, the trumpet.
Ah.
So I went for the trumpet.
Okay.
In the marching band. Yeah.
In the marching band. What was this organization? Your father belonged to this organization?
That's right.
And what was it?
Yeah. Well, it was drums and there's a lira, kind of a xylophone thing that you hold.
Sure.
And
Glockenspiel.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And then there was the fanfare kind of part with the trombones and the trumpets and all that.
And then the band. What was the band? Was there an organization it belonged to?
Yeah. It was called Drum Band Hallelujah Makam.
Ah, so kind of part of the church?
Not really, but it was Christian for sure. Yeah. We're starting with a psalm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so not organized so much, but yeah, okay. Christian.
Yeah.
But the people are having a good time, right?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about in school? Did you, were you in the choir or stuff
like
that?
No, in the secondary school, I, with my trumpet, I joined the school band, and it was a big band.
Ah.
So I learned jazz and blues and funk stuff.
Ah, yeah. Did you learn to read music?
Yeah, definitely.
Ah,
yeah,
great.
For trumpet. Yeah.
At this time, you're only playing trumpet.
And some drums in the marching band sometimes.
And sometimes some drums. Okay. Yeah. What about after school? Like, in the garage or the bedroom or the basement, some kind of band with friends at school.
Yeah, of course. At one point, I was fed up with the classical stuff and everything. Sure. And I mean, and the school band needed a bass player because the bass player left school because he graduated. And I told the teacher, I'm going to play bass. And I had one summer to study it, and that's what I did. And then the next year, I returned playing bass guitar.
Okay, what was your first bass?
From Czech Republic.
Ah.
We had a school exchange with the Czech Republic.
Actually, they're making pretty good instruments there now.
Yeah, they do. But and actually, this one wasn't so. I mean, this was long ago, and sure. It was still Czechoslovakia.
Yeah.
But it was very cheap, so I could afford it.
Ah.
So I came back.
Now, what about amplifier?
The bass guitar. Yeah.
Amplifier, Arnold.
At that point, I didn't have one, but the school band had one.
Ah, okay. So you borrowed. Now, you said you studied a whole summer. What'd you do? Did you get a book?
Yeah, and I got the music from my my teacher.
Ah, okay. Because you had learned to read treble clef with the trumpet.
Yeah.
So you had to learn bass clef. All cars.
That's right.
All cars eat gas.
Yeah.
Right? This is the mnemonic device to remember.
That's it. And I studied like hell because I really wanted it. Well, it worked.
Yeah. Arnold. What do you think drew you to the bass?
A lot of music that I was listening to, and my friends were playing guitar. But it was actually the opportunity to play it in the school band that I thought, I want to switch. I want to be in the rhythm section. So
that's what it was. It was like, I want to be part of the rhythm section. I don't want to be part of the brass. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I want to be in there with the drums.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people... That's interesting you say that, because a lot of people, they look at the bass guitar as kind of a simple version of the guitar. They don't understand that it's actually part of the section with the drums.
That's exactly what I like, because I started also as a drummer and then playing melody as well, and I thought, this is perfect.
Yeah. And you're still a teenager at this point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty insightful. That's pretty insane. Talking about other music, what was the first record you bought for yourself?
Ah, wow. That's I should know. Yeah, I should know.
I mean, there's no wrong answer.
No, but I remember that my mother took me when I was like 7 or 8 to a concert of this Christian band.
Yeah.
And that I said I liked. Because they had guitars and everything. So we went to a separate church in another village, see that band, and she bought their record from me, and I got all their autographs.
Oh, wow.
And I was like really proud.
So that's not only your first record, it's also the first gig you went to.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Do you remember the name of the band?
Furious Combo.
Furious Combo. For a Christian band.
Okay. Yeah, not bad.
Here, I want to play something here, De Groom.
Ik ken het licht van de zin in het chill. Ik ken het licht van de zin in het chill. Ik kie nog zo'n soort decisions in die. Ik kie nog zo'n soort decisions in die. Ik zie de groen. Ik zie de groen. Ik smiet een boek waar je voet op de vlieg. Ik kloek de wiezes waarom op een klok. Op een zwarm sla ik het nooit door. Flikker die jongens in de hal maar het jacht. Ik klit de hinde zwield van mijn skoppen. Ik klit de tonger loed van mijn vlokken. Ik klit de wien zoentjes goelen hoe thuis. Hoe plof nog dagen voorbij had een nacht. Ik zie de groen. Ik zie de groen. Ik zie de groen. Ik zie de groen. Zoog in de stal voor de hemelbewoording. Herken een ijs voor de waterverstoring. klemkening al op tiende de tien. Ze bloed bedij en ze strikt rodinien. Ik zie de groen. Ik zie de groen. Ik zie de groen. Ik zie de groen. Jouw meid de rondte. Jouw meid de rondte. Jouw meid de rondte. Jouw meid de rondte. Ik ken het lacht van de zin in het zin. Ik ken het lacht van de zin in het zin. Ik zie nog zo'n soort zinnetje daar. Ik zie nog zo'n soort zinnetje daar. Ik zie de groen. Ik zie de groen. Ik zie de groen. Ik zie de groen. Ik zie de groen.
Próxima estación, Toledo. Final de viaje.
We are artists, poets, musicians, and politicos hanging out at Orville Seifert's bar with the local rummies in downtown Kent. All looking for something, that slippery whatever that's always missing. We're sure this is only temporary, though. We are too young to know. That's what life is. She died at submarine downtown and docks it at the door of the Buddha Lounge. A little overdressed for noise and smoke, cocktails, politics, and dirty jokes. Who's she? You know me, she says. Five or six of us just scratch our heads. Strangers in here can be dangerous. The crazy thing is I know she knows us. She makes a table for one feel crowded. Hey stranger, hey stranger, I hear 100 opinions. Strictly local talent, no a pro. We can spot a fake a mile away. She could be my muse, you never know. Shut up, your logic's all rusted. Can't you hear the jazz time in her talk? Nobody ever hears the catch, and everybody's eager to be caught. Why don't you just die back? Somebody else, stranger, hey stranger, perfect stranger, will you please go save somebody else? Aesthetics wearing off. I'm yours, she says. I said, no, you're not. I'll stick with this. Maybe I may be gone. You're too late. I don't need you now. You're just everything I once dreamed about. She said, what you got if you don't have me? I said, Buddha always dug a mystery.
De Groom from Zia. That brand new from Chicago, Rent Party with the Wild Toledo Years. Then now from South London with Biscuda. I think that's how you say it. Chris Butler. Yeah. We're common people divided by... No, we're two people divided by a common language. I think Bertrand Russell said it. Chris Butler out of Ohio with Hey Stranger. Telling me a repair governor. Mike Rignetta with Puzzle Piece 04. Lauren with Arid. March of the Religion Police by Chris Chappelle's Distortion Pedal. That's a band name. Kay with Dranaza, which is Macedonian, sorry. Dranaza? Yeah. And Kay is speaking. Kay, Kira Rossler, she just had her B-Day. So, yeah, B-Day, Kay. Araldo Velasquez, live on the air. That's Freestyle Geraldo from Nervous Gender, great band out of the Hollywood scene in the late 70s. He's a great cat, miss him much. And finally, Zia with Xavier Charles doing Insecurity Expert. Okay, back to your story, your journey of music, Arnold. So you get on the bass, and you come back, and you're playing all the school tunes on the bass guitar. And so what the school, you guys got to have recitals or what were the gigs like? I'm curious.
No, we went on tour.
Ah, you went on tour.
Yeah.
Okay.
To Denmark and to Belgium.
Yeah.
What a great experience. I learned a lot, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
And wow, so would you play other schools?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's like exchange also, but in Belgium, it was the whole school system was different than the Netherlands, and the kids weren't allowed to stand up or dance, and
they were very strict.
Very strict, and the teachers were lined up at the walls, and whenever a kid would stand up, the teacher would grab him and drag him out of the room. And we were playing like James Brown and. And so the kids wanted to dance, and eventually, well, these kind of things happened, which was quite exciting. Yeah.
But your Dutch music teacher, he was pretty progressive.
He was.
James Brown, that's great, man. To be playing
that was amazing.
Bass guitar in a school band doing James Brown is very hip.
Yeah. that was super exciting to be 16, 17 and to be so involved in all these styles and yeah.
Yeah, did he pick the program, the material?
Yeah, and he also, according to the like what the group was because, but yeah, he made all the arrangements or rearrangements of, yeah for us. Yeah,
that's so great. There's nothing like there's nothing like somebody hipping somebody to, you know, write your stuff. Much respect. You remember his name?
Yeah. Ona Oosterhaven.
Okay. Big respect.
Great teacher.
Thank you, Professor. Yes. Now, after school, what did you do with music?
I went to Amsterdam.
Okay.
And
for a Dutch dude, Amsterdam, for a Dutch dude, Amsterdam is the big town, right? It's like going to New York City or something over here. Yeah.
And coming from a small village and hardly be able to see gigs, I wanted to go to a town where I could see a few gigs every night.
Ah.
So that's what I did.
Paradiso, Melkweg.
Yeah, and all the smaller places. Oki, definitely.
Oki, love.
Yeah.
God, how far back does Oki go?
Well, Oki goes back 27 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Actually, I played a pad by Groningen that used to be a hospital. There's people that were born there.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm talking about? It used to be a Catholic hospital. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's people that have been born there. It's been there like from the 70s, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
Perfect. Wow. That's
amazing. And so, you going to Amsterdam and seeing these gigs, does it motivate you to want to play music, get in a band?
Yeah, definitely. First, I went to jam sessions, and then I found some. I also went to a university, and I found some other people to start a band with.
Yeah. What was your major? What was your focus of study? Was it music?
No, it was anthropology and philosophy.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. No, because no, you're gonna have to write lyrics down the road. I think that's great.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
It helped me a lot.
So in school you meet other musicians and you start putting together. What's the first band you put together?
With some school friends, we had different names.
Well, tell me about the first gig you did.
The first
Amsterdam gig for Arnold de Boer.
Yeah. That was a student party.
A shooting
and,
party?
A student.
Oh, student party. Okay.
Yeah, a student. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, big difference.
and that was with Zaya, actually. Yeah.
Oh, Zaya. So Zaya goes way back. Okay.
Yeah. 23 years, I think, now. I think, yeah.
So tell me about the first Zaya gig.
There was some kind of from the psychology department, and we had some songs together, and a few of the Zaya members back then, they studied psychology, so they pushed themselves on the lineup. I pushed us on the lineup, and we played like half an hour. And the great thing was there was a guy who started the Dutch hip hop. And he was there, and we all really respected him, and he liked us. So it was good.
Okay, so this gig was actually at the school.
It was in Amsterdam. Yeah, connected to a psychology department in university.
And so some of the people were in the band that were a part of the psychology department. They pushed
that's
you
right.
Out.
Okay. Yeah.
So you had a little inside help.
Okay.
Yeah. But still, you guys had to play and you had to bring it across. Now, what was the material? Was these songs you wrote as a group or were they Arnold songs?
Those were Arnold songs, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I wrote them.
So you would show the band. At this point, how many people were in the band?
Five.
Okay. Yeah. And you showed him the song. Did you write these on the bass?
No, actually, at that point, I also taught myself to play guitar.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah.
And so, would you have the group members come up with their own parts, or would you write their parts also?
I wrote a lot, but then in the rehearsals, things would also move in different ways. I mean, but I had ideas about rhythm.
Yeah.
And about melody and about vocals. So yeah.
But there still was
with a lot.
There was still collaboration with the members.
Yeah.
Okay, we're at the end of the first hour, June 13th, 2019, edition of Pedro Show. Special guest Arnold DeBoer. Hold tight for hour two.
It was in the Netherlands. Napoleon brought it to the Netherlands, this idea of family names.
That's right.
And the Dutch people, some of them, they didn't think it would last. They thought when Napoleon is gone, we go back to the old system. So they came with really funny names, like Born Naked or A Little Shits, but then in Dutch. This kind of family is really funny.
Yeah, kind of like nicknames.
Yeah.
Okay, June 13th, 2019, the second hour of the Juan from Pedro Show.
Yeah. tide comes in.
plastic the size of Texas. There's more human waste than fish in the sea. I've got microdust in my lungs, pesticides in my food. The whole world got cancer, what am I gonna do? Last night I called a doctor, but he's got cancer too. Who should I kill to save this planet? Who should be locked up to protect our world? Who can give power to the animals and plants and get them a seat in our parliaments? Humanity behind the wheel of Mother Shepherd. We're on our way to hell and we've got to make a turn. All the nations in the world have to change their constitution. Give a vote to the voices that we hear from the future. Last night I called with God, but he supports the French Revolution. Who should I kill to save this planet? Should be locked up to protect our world. Who can give power to the animals and plants and get them a seat in our parliaments? Did an obscene act with a dead pig's head, but a good advice he did not get. Your gunman, you throb piglets at the parliament, and now these pigs are under arrest. Who should I kill to save this planet? We should be locked up to protect our world. Can give power to the animals and plants and get them a seat in our parliaments. Who should I kill to save this planet? We should be locked up to protect our world. Who can give power to the animals and plants and get them a seat in our parliaments?
From Pete Rush, we started the second hour off. Well, we had a little insight from Arnold there about family names in Holland. They thought it was only going to last for Mr. Napoleon. But nope, kept going. So all them funny names. Okay, little shit. That's funny. Anyway, we start the second hour with Abbe Yene Ayal from Gretchatou, Makuria, and the X and Friends. You want to tell us about that?
I play trumpet on that track.
Whoa, okay. And is this before you were in the X?
No. This is
during.
Okay.
Okay, because people, I don't know if you know about it, but Arnold ends up, it's not all Zaya. He ends up in the X later on. We haven't got to that part yet. We had High Tides with Riptide after that. They got a brand new album out. Icarus Line with Dark Circles. Joe Cardamona had on a couple weeks ago. Icarus Line is no more, but there's a piece of evidence they were. Paper Mice out of Chicago, When Bugs Cry. I guess they're into like, what do you call this? When you make fun of words that have the same sounds. Pun. Yeah, pun rock. Not punk. But pun. And then Zaya with Agency. So tell me how Zaya got together.
Because of university, we were actually friends playing games together in the evening, like board games and stuff,
yeah.
And listening to music. And I wanted to start a band. And a few of them, they were just started learning to play instruments.
Yeah.
And then we thought, we can also spend time playing music together and start a band.
Sure.
And I had written some songs already, so that's how it started.
This was back in your town. What was the name of the town you're from?
Macomb.
Macomb. Okay, so back in Macomb you were writing songs. So what does the name Zeta mean? Is it like ocean?
First I thought it didn't mean anything.
Oh, okay.
It was just a nice three-letter word. Slightly connected to Zealand or something.
Yeah, that's because I was thinking of the ocean or something.
Yeah. Well, but it turns out that it's a Greek word for maize or corn.
Ah, okay.
And there are people in South America, especially, whose family name is Zea. And when they are searching for their roots in Europe, they send emails to me. And
you know about, we got a state called New Mexico, right?
Yeah.
It's next to Texas, just west. And their state flag is all yellow with this old native image of the sun, and they call that Zia, Z-I-A.
Ah, yeah, okay.
That's their word for sun, Zia.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't.
Actually, in my opinion, of all the United States flags, that's my favorite.
It sounds good. I have to check it out.
And it's very simple. It's all yellow and just this red idea of the sun. Yeah. So Zeta, the band, you guys get together, and then we had, like you said, some of the psychology students, and you got this gig. Obviously, Zeta lasts past college.
Yeah.
Okay. right. College stops, but Zeta keeps going, right?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. And how does it keep going? Like, you guys record?
Yeah, we made a few tapes and then a full CD album.
And where'd you record it? In Amsterdam?
No, just outside of Amsterdam.
Okay.
And there's a studio called Koeien Verhuurbedrijf.
All right.
Which we knew that because DX also recorded there. And, it means a cow rental company.
Okay.
But it was a studio. And a very good place.
Autobahur. Autobahur. I know a little about this because, you know, my guy who did my gigs for in Europe for 25 years from Zeeland, Dutch dude named Carlos van Heifte, and I always read Dutch stuff. And so on the van, painted very big, Autobahur, of course the Germans have a lot of fun with this, right? Some kind of prostitute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, where's the drogas? Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I could tell you about this. So I know a little bit. But I always had good experience. Also, all the equipment we would rent from Proco and Utrecht. So I got a little experience. I want to play this song. We buried indie rock long ago.
Is that?
Yeah. It's a great song. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. bourgeoisie. I'm in a bourgeois town. I'm in a bourgeois town. I'm gonna make you mine.
That's Zaya doing We Buried Indie Rock Years Ago. Yeah, that whole idea of indie rock, you know. That's why at the beginning of the show I said DIY, the real deal. You can say all the words in the world, people, but it's how you live your life, not how you sound. Or your slogan or your whatever. It's the way you live your life. So indie rock, yeah, it was just some kind of, what was that other disgusting word? Alternative rock or new wave, yeah. All these scary words from the industry. And then we had the Father Figures out of Arizona with Heavy Lift, and Joe Biza with Jason Kahn, the Chocolate Gallery. That's he's on tour right now with Jason, going around the U.S. with Jason's a drummer man of his that he lost many years. He lost three band members, the Universal Congress of, to European women. They would marry these women and they'll never come back to the U.S. So he's back with Jason for a little bit. And then finally, Bourgeois Blues, a Lead Belly song, probably. Afelwerk, Neguse, and Zaya. So tell me something about that. The original version, I know, is Lead Belly on a 12-string guitar, right?
Yeah. And
there's a great cover by Tab Falco, too.
Ah, okay. And there's a great cover by The Fall.
Oh, of course.
So,
yeah.
So I'm using Marky Smith's lyrics.
Yeah, right.
Because he changed them. He changed
them. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. As only Marky Smith could.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, he played. I saw him only once here. He came and played Blurt and Divine Horse. No, they weren't called. Yeah, I think they were called Divine Horsemen. But he never turned around. He stared at the kick drum the whole gig.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
So what about tours? Did Zaya do tours?
Yeah, a lot.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm still doing. Yeah.
And still doing. Yeah.
And also in the U.S. Yeah.
Oh, really? When was the first time you came here?
2003. And we were playing in Charlottesville, I think, on the night the war in Iraq started.
Charlottesville, Virginia. That's where Mr. Jeff stood
and
built.
And then the next day we had to drive up Washington and D.C. And I remember it really well, this whole period of our first tour in the U.S. But we had an amazing time. Great people and great DIY attitude everywhere.
Sure. Really. I mean, D.C. is home of... you know, Ian MacKay and Discord.
Yeah.
And but you found out U.S. is mixed up kind of thing. Like Holland.
Apartheid
is a Dutch like word. We all got dirty hands.
Yeah.
And I remember that war. It was terrible. Actually, Arnold, we're still fighting this war.
Yeah.
It's longer than Vietnam.
It is, huh? I mean, if you read the news now, it's bizarre. Yeah.
Totally bizarre. So yeah. But, I don't know. That's why we make music. Look, it's right. The end of the second hour. John, June 13th, 2019, edition Wap Peter Show, special guest, Arnold DeBoer. Hold tight for hour three. June 13th, 2019, it's the third hour of the Wap Peter Show.
Yabachina Yusuf Azia. I could beat it. Canon me, canon me, canon me, oi, aye, bon, canon me, canon me, canon me, oi, aye, bon, canon, colibri, bon, canon me, basan, eritimi, vilain.
about. Soon all cities will have the same restaurants. Soon all cities will have the same government. Soon all cities will have the same accidents. Soon all cities will have the same monuments. Towns and villages will have the same accidents. Soon all cities will have the same roundabouts. Soon all cities will have the same accidents. I can foresee it's time to leave town. I can foresee it's time to leave town. I can really foresee that this town will go down. I foresee we're all gonna drown. I can foresee it's time to leave town. I can foresee it's time to leave town. I can really foresee that this town will go down. I foresee we're all gonna drown.
For people, so we started the third hour off with Akolbira King Ayasoba featuring Zaya. And Arnold's got a story. He was actually invited for this gig. Let me have it. Dalujaru.
Yeah, I'm.
Okay.
Shall I tell you about it?
Yeah.
You know, my sister. She lived in Ghana for 2 years.
Okay.
And she was sharing a house with a musician. Yeah. This musician kept saying, "Hey, your brother is a musician. He should come and play." Okay. So at one point, I had a time, and I went to visit her, and they set up a show for me, and I traveled around. On the radio, I heard the music of King Aistoba.
Yeah.
He had a big hit in Ghana. Amazing stuff. And I went to search for him. I thought, he has to come and play in Europe. So after 1,000 phone calls, I got through and I met him. I invited him. We went on tour together in Europe.
Great.
The next year, he said, the people in Europe, they're playing big cassettes. And he meant vinyl, LPs.
Ah.
And I said, yeah, they do. And he said, the DJs play it. I said, yeah, sure. He said, I think I need to make a big cassette. I said, yeah, you should. Definitely. And but I had to make it with him, of course. And so I released it on my label.
Yeah.
And then he came on tour again with a band, and it went on and on. And, of course, he also, at one point, he said, Isaiah, your music is good. You should come and play in Ghana.
Okay.
And I went, and I had this song about electricity, song for electricity.
Okay.
And they have power cuts every now and
then. Yeah, problems with the power, yeah.
Yeah, and
blackouts, brownouts.
Blackouts. And he said, that's perfect. The people in Ghana, they will like that song. And they did. And I've been on like 30, 40 different radio stations all over Ghana, and on national TV playing that song. And,
oh, that's so great!
But it was King Aishaba who brought me there, and who introduced me. And, so it was like an African initiative to.
Sure. It was his idea.
To bring me.
King Aishaba. Then we had another umbrella duo on the veranda, Crane with Going Out Style, National Dead, Europa, Hey Buddy from the Coat Hangers, and finally the X with Soon All Cities. Now, let's talk about the X. How'd you get involved with these guys?
Okay. We played, with Zaya, we played a benefit for Anarchist Bookstore in Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
And the X also played.
Okay.
And we were sitting backstage together, and we talked about stuff, and it turned out that we were busy with the same way with music and everything.
Yeah.
And so the next time they had a festival going on, they invited Zaya to come and play.
Okay.
And that was, that was fantastic. And we went on tour with the X, and at one point they asked us to come to Ethiopia with them.
Wow.
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
And then Jos, the old singer, left.
G.W. Sark.
And thought it was a good idea to ask me. Yeah, G.W. Sark.
Right.
Jos.
Yeah. Because I've been doing some gigs, same bill with King Champion Sounds, and he collaborates.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
He collaborates.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he's given me a couple of his books, and yeah, incredible cat. So you ended up taking his place. In fact, I think I saw the gig. It was at an Altamaz party.
Definitely. Yeah.
Right? In England?
We did a few of them over the last couple of years. Yeah.
Amazing. Wow. So did you feel pressure? Now, because the X has a long history in Holland.
Yeah, but, I didn't feel the pressure because they asked me.
Yeah.
It was they thought it was a good idea.
Yeah.
And we, felt like we started a new band somehow because we didn't play old songs.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. Together. That's what I noticed about that gig at Alt's Tomorrow's Party.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, what about this tune here, Addis Hum? It's the X and Fandika?
Yeah, from Ethiopia.
Ah, so this is that tour you were talking about.
Oh, well, this is one of them. I like, Getachew Mercuria, the other song you played.
Yeah.
He's the Ethiopian saxophone player, and yeah.
Okay, let's listen.
Really? This year I see a darker side of life in the islands. The sun seldom shines. Day after day, the cold.
there's so much sexy Playboy girls. There's so much pretty Playboy girls. Have a dance, let's have a party. Playboy girls, she's a lady. Playboy girls, have a bouquet. Playboy girls, have a disco from the United States. I have a dance with a sexy girl. I have a dance, there's so much boogie. Then I just have big dance for fun. I have a girl, she wants with me. I have a girl, she wants to love in me. I just have to wait and see. Playboy girls, there's so much sexy. Playboy girls are so much pretty. Playboy girls, have a dance, let's have a party. Playboy girls, she's a lady. Playboy girls, have a bouquet. Playboy girls, have a disco from the United States. I have a dance before a party. I have a dance with a sexy girls. Everybody's gonna have some fun. I have a girl, she wants to dance with me. I have a girl, she wants to kiss think me. This is gonna be, have some fun. Playboy girls are so much sexy. Playboy girls are so much pretty. Playboy girls, have a dance, let's have a party. Playboy girls, she's a lady. Playboy girls, have a bouquet. Playboy girls, have a disco from the United States. Sha la la, la 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 la. Sha la la, la 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 la. Sha la la. Playboy girls are so much pretty. Playboy girls, have a dance, let's have a party. Playboy girls, she's a lady. Playboy girls, have a bouquet. Playboy girls, have a disco from the United States.
Thank you.
Watford Pedro Show. Yeah, at his home. Live. The X in Fendica. And I find out Fendica is actually the name of the club where this house band plays. Fleet was at, when he was telling me about Ethiopia and the Kral and Dance with the Shoulders. And amazing. Haifa Club out of Toulon with Naked Bridges after that. Daniel Wakeford, England. Playboy Girls. Henry Kaiser with Newt. Rio's Rudd, Norwegian. A Mighty Fire, and finally the X and Brass Unbound with Every Sixth is Cracked. Brass Unbound. Enlighten me to that, Arnold.
Oh, that's four horn players, amazing horn players from the jazz, free jazz, and improvised music world. Mats Gustafsson.
Just a sec, Arnold. Somebody's at the hatch. Yeah. Okay, let's go back to this. Okay, so the Brass Unbound is these free jazz guys. They're Dutch dudes?
No. From Sweden, Mats Gustafsson.
Sweden.
On the baritone sax. Yeah.
Okay.
From Chicago, Ken Vandermark.
Okay.
On tenor sax.
Okay.
From Amsterdam, Walter Wierbos on trombone.
Okay.
And from Italy, Roy Pacci on trumpet.
Oh, wow. All over the place. So that's bitching. And, shit, this is the way you guys are. You just, you're got balls like church bells, man. You're not afraid of anything. You experiment. You let the freak flag fly. I love this spirit.
And it's also about we meet the people, and when there's a connection.
Yeah.
And if something can happen, it should happen, and it
happens. So the big C word, collaborate.
That's right.
Love it. I mean, in a way, that's what a band is anyway. Unless you're up there by yourself, it's a collaboration. Arnold, where can people find you on the internet?
Well, I have a website.
Yeah.
Zia.dds.nl. And my label.
So it's ZEA.DDL.NL.
DDS.
Oh, DDS, I'm sorry.
NL, yeah.
Okay, people, that's ZEA.DDS.NL. Go there for Arnold DeBoer news with all his projects going, all kinds of stuff. What's next on your horizon? What do you see coming up?
Tomorrow morning, I have to be at the airport, 8 o'clock.
Schiphol?
Schiphol. We fly to Finland.
Okay.
VX.
Great.
Yeah.
I get to play there in July with Flipper.
Oh,
perfect. No, in August, I'm sorry. God, time. Yeah, the Flipper guys are going to have me play bass for a month in Europe with them. I'm a big fan of Flipper. Minutemen played with Flipper. It's trippy.
Great.
35 years ago, yeah.
Wow.
So, well, and I've always had a good time there. I remember one time doing a bass solo. Ig had me do a 16-bar bass solo in a Stooges song. And to make sure I was in time, he was beating me in the ass with a microphone. So I feel it. After the gig, I pulled out my Levi. My ass was all black and blue. It didn't hurt at the time, but hey, it's fucking Ig's pounding. It was okay.
Yeah.
Arnold, you for me... And I know Dee Boone would have thought this too, and all the guys from the old days over here in our scene. I mean, what you're doing is exactly the spirit that we wanted to have and are trying to keep alive today. So I thank you really, to keep on and doing what you do, because it's beautiful.
I think we're all part of this grassroots network. We all connect somehow, and we meet at different times, different places.
Actually, the guy who connected us was Cornell out of Zagreb.
See, that's one of the stations in the underground network.
Absolutely. So, love that guy.
Yeah.
Love you too, man. So like I said, keep on keeping on, man. Let the freak flag fly. Love it.
Will do.
Okay. People, it's been...
you too.
I promise I will. I keep pushing. June 13th, 2019, this is Watford Pedro Show special guest, Arnold DeBoer. Keep your powder dry.